They're all going to be resolved because I think the state's going to back down on all of them. And I say that in all honesty because, you know, you look at the casino revenue issue. Obviously, this is in arbitration. But anybody with any logical mind can look at what the issue there is. And the issue is simply that if New York State claims wants to lay claim to 25% of the slot machine drop from Seneca Gaming Enterprises, then they have to establish that they've offered something in exchange for it. And if their exclusivity is so weak that they can build up the Hamburg Casino and they can build up Batavia Downs and the Finger Lakes Casino, if they can build all this stuff up and also enter into a series of legislative actions to expand gaming even farther, possibly, then what are they entitled to? How can they possibly be entitled to 25% of the drop? And so when you look at this thing, clearly, I don't know how an arbitrator could come out on the side of New York State on this. But having said that, there's $500 million sitting in an escrow account that the Senecas are going to spend. The question is, are they going to spend it in such a way that more than just Western New York sees the benefit of it? And this is where Andrew Cuomo has a problem. And this is where guys like Paul Dyster have a problem. If they're going to continue to have venomous comments towards the Senecas, then the Senecas are going to have to – they're going to decide how they're going to spend this money. And it's going to have a regional benefit. But who in the region is going to benefit from it? Is it going to be Paul Dyster? And is Andrew Cuomo going to see any of this thing way out in Albany? I don't know. That's what's going to have to be worked out on that.
Do you see the leadership of Barry Snyder of the Seneca Nation being someone who can break any gridlock? And he certainly was in this role before during the first round of the Casino Compact when it was created.
Yeah, I mean, and Barry's been in and out of Seneca government for most of his adult life. I do think that Rob Porter did not serve the Seneca people very well. And his relationship with the governor was terrible. In fact, it was so bad that you would never even have a conversation between them. I think that Barry will be better at handling a little bit more diplomacy, you know. And the thing is that Rob Porter was promoted because of his education. Everybody said, "Oh, he's a Harvard grad. He's got a law degree and everything else." Well, that doesn't necessarily translate into being a good spokesperson for your people. And I think that's the issue. Is people have to realize that, and this is what comes back around about the Idle No More movement. These folks who get elected or who are placed into these positions of authority or responsibility within tribal government, they can't remove themselves from the people, and they can't find themselves on an ivory tower or in an ivory tower on a throne looking down at other people. I think Barry's more connected to the average Seneca, and I think he will consider the opinions of the average Seneca a little bit more than perhaps Rob Porter did.
There was a recent news article about the fact that the Seneca Niagara Casino in Niagara Falls didn't bring the economic prospect that it hoped to, the economic development around it. Just looking at Native Americans, have the casinos helped them?
Well, there's obviously job creation, and I don't think Niagara Falls or Buffalo or Salamanca or Western New York in general can deny the fact that there's been a boon in employment out of the gaming. But I'll tell you,
day to day life, day to day living on territory.
Well, there's a lot of employment from Native people, but clearly they have they get an annuity from the not from gaming revenue, but from the lease associated with the gaming facility. So, I mean, the Senecas do benefit that way, And clearly, there's been more money for them to do programs and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think they've benefited from it. But as I sit here, I'll tell you that I'm not a big fan of gaming. And I find the fact that Native people have been pigeonholed into gas, gaming, and cigarettes is a travesty. But there's a reason that we're pigeonholed there. And that has to do with the outside influences. I mean, you know, it's funny because the only area of Native sovereignty that has been embraced at all at the highest levels, federal or state level, has been gaming. And so you end up having gaming by proxy. The only reason that the gaming issue is being debated, whether here or anyplace else, is because New York State has continued to violate the terms of the compact they have with the Senecas. If they were still getting their 25%, then we probably wouldn't be questioning this. If Niagara Falls wasn't $60 million in the hole because of spending money they didn't have and spending money that, frankly, they knew they weren't going to get because they saw this on the horizon, and yet Dyster kept spending the money. we wouldn't be having this conversation.
John Kane of Let's Talk Native, thank you so much for stopping by our studios.
Thanks for having me.